The Blessing of the Palms. It begins with the chanting of the following antiphon, which serves as an introit. Antiphon. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. O King of Israel, Hosanna in the highest. The priest then sums up in the following prayer the petitions of the faithful. This is what he asks for his people, that after this short life is over, they may come to that eternal kingdom, which has been prepared for them by the death and resurrection of Jesus. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. O God, whom to love is true righteousness, multiply in our hearts the gift of thy holy grace. And since by the death of thy only Son, thou hast made us to hope for those things which we believe, grant that by his resurrection we may arrive at the happy end of our journey, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. After this prayer, the subdeacon chants a passage from the book of Exodus, which relates how the people of God, after they had gone forth from Egypt, pitched their tents at Elim, beneath the shade of 70 palm trees, where also were 12 fountains. While here, they were told by Moses that God was about to send them manna from heaven, and that on the very next morning, their hunger would be appeased. These were figures of what is now given to the Christian people. The faithful, by a sincere conversion, have separated themselves from the Egypt of a sinful world. They are offering the palms of their loyalty and love to Jesus, their King. The fountains typify the baptism, which, a few days hence, is to be administered to our catechumens. These fountains are 12 in number. The 12 articles of the symbol of our faith were preached to the world by the 12 apostles. And finally, on the morning of Easter Day, Jesus, the bread of life, the heavenly manna, will arise from the tomb and manifest his glory to us. Lesson from the Book of Exodus, chapter 15. In those days the children of Israel came into Elim, where there were 12 fountains of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped by the waters. And they set forward from Elim, and all the multitude of the children of Israel came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, the 15th day of the second month after they came out of the land of Egypt. And all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, "Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat over the flesh pots and ate bread to the full. Why have you brought us into this desert, that you might destroy all the multitude with famine?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Let the people go forth and gather what is sufficient for every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. But the sixth day, let them provide for to bring in, and let it be double to that they were wont to gather every day." And Moses and Aaron said to the children of Israel, "In the evening you shall know that the Lord hath brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord." After this lesson, the choir sings one of the two following responsories, which commemorate the Passion of our Lord. Responsory. The chief priests, therefore, and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What are we doing? For this man performeth many wonders. If we let him go on thus, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our country and people." But one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest of that year, said to them, "It is for your interest that one man should die for the people, and not the whole nation perish." Therefore, from that day, the devise to kill him, saying, "And the Romans will come and destroy both our country and people." Jesus prayed unto his Father on Mount Olivet, "O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. The spirit indeed is ready, but the flesh is weak. Thy will be done. Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is ready, but the flesh is weak. Thy will be done." The deacon then chants from the Gospel of St. Matthew the history of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The palms of the New Testament entwine with those of the Old, in honor of the man-God, who is the connecting link of both. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21. At that time, when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem, and was come to Bethphage, unto Mount Olivet, he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man shall say anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go." Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of her that is used to the yoke." And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass and the colt, and laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." And now the mystery-speaking palms are to receive the Church's blessing. The priest begins by two scriptural allusions. The first is to Noah, who received an olive branch when the waters of the deluge had subsided. The second is to Moses, whose people, after quitting Egypt, encamped under the 70 palm trees. Then, in the solemn tone of the preface, he calls upon all creatures to give praise to the adorable name of Jesus, for whom we are preparing the homage of our devoted love. Let us respond to the invitation, and sing with all our hearts, "Holy, holy, holy, Hosanna in excelsis." The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Increase, O God, the faith of them that hope in thee, and mercifully hear the prayers of thy suppliants. Let thy manifold mercy come upon us, and let these branches of palm trees or olive trees be blessed. And as in a figure of the church, thou didst multiply Noah going out of the ark, and Moses going out of Egypt with the children of Israel, so let us, carrying palms and branches of olive trees, go and meet Christ with good works, and enter through him into eternal joys, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts. We have fixed them on God. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is meet and just. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, always and in all places to give thee thanks, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who art glorious in the assembly of thy saints. For thy creatures serve thee, because they acknowledge thee for their only Creator and God. And the whole creation praiseth thee, and thy saints bless thee, because they confess with freedom, before the kings and powers of this world, the great name of thy only begotten Son, before whom the angels and archangels, the thrones and dominations, stand, and with all the troops of the heavenly host, sing a hymn to thy glory, saying without ceasing, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. The prayers which now follow explain the mystery of the palms, and draw down the blessing of God both upon them and upon the faithful who receive and keep them with proper dispositions. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. We beseech thee, O holy Lord, almighty Father, eternal God, that thou wouldst be pleased to bless and sanctify this creature of the olive tree, which thou madest to shoot out of the substance of the wood, and which the dove, returning to the ark, brought in its bill, that whoever receiveth it may find protection of soul and body, and that it may prove, O Lord, a saving remedy and a sacred sign of thy grace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who gatherest what is dispersed and preservest what is gathered, who didst bless the people that carried boughs to meet Jesus, bless also these branches of the palm tree and olive tree, which thy servants take with faith in honor of thy name, that into whatever place they may be carried, the inhabitants of that place may obtain thy blessing, and thy right hand may preserve from all adversity, and protect those that have been redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who by the wonderful order of thy providence wouldst, even in insensible things, show us the manner of our salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that the devout hearts of thy faithful may understand to their benefit the mystical meaning of that ceremony, when the multitude, by direction from heaven, going this day to meet our Redeemer, strewed under his feet palms and olive branches. The palms represent his triumph over the prince of death, and the olive branches proclaim in some manner the coming of a spiritual unction. For that pious multitude then knew what was by them signified, that our Redeemer, compassionating the misery of mankind, was to fight for the life of the whole world with the prince of death, and to triumph over him by his own death. And therefore, in that action, they made use of such things as might declare both the triumph of his victory and the riches of his mercy. We also, with a firm faith, retaining both the ceremony and its signification, humbly beseech thee, O holy Lord, almighty Father, eternal God, through the same Lord Jesus Christ, that we, whom thou hast made his members, gaining by him and in him a victory over the empire of death, may deserve to be partakers of his glorious resurrection, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who by an olive branch didst command the dove to proclaim peace to the world, sanctify, we beseech thee, by thy heavenly benediction, these branches of olives and other trees, that they may be serviceable to all thy people unto salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Bless, O Lord, we beseech thee, these branches of the palm tree or olive tree, and grant that what thy people this day act corporally for thy honor, they may perform the same spiritually with the greatest devotion, by gaining a victory over their enemy and ardently loving the work of thy mercy. Amen. The priest completes the blessing of the palms by sprinkling them with holy water and thurifying them with incense, after which he adds the following prayer. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. O God, who for our salvation didst send into this world thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, that he might humble himself to our condition, and call us back to thee, for whom also, as he was coming to Jerusalem to fulfill the Scriptures, a multitude of faithful people, with a zealous devotion, spread their garments together with palm branches in the way. Grant, we beseech thee, that we may prepare him the way of faith, out of which the stone of offense and the rock of scandal being removed, our actions may flourish with branches of righteousness, so that we may be worthy to follow his steps, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, world without end. Amen. After this prayer, the priest distributes the palms to the faithful. During the distribution, the choir reminds us, by the two following antiphons, of the enthusiasm of the little children of Jerusalem, who with their palms in their hands sang their loud Hosanna to the Son of David. Antiphon. The Hebrew children carrying olive branches met the Lord, crying out and saying, Hosanna in the highest. Antiphon. The Hebrew children spread their garments in the way and cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. As soon as the distribution is over, the priest concludes this first part of the service by the following prayer. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, who wouldst have our Lord Jesus Christ ride on the colt of an ass, and didst inspire the crowds of people to spread their garments and branches of trees in the way, and to sing Hosanna to his praise, grant, we beseech thee, that we may imitate their innocence, and deserve to partake in their merits. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.